Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Kisetze. Parshas Kisetze has so many different mitzvos inside of it. So the parsha begins with an understanding of different scenarios, including that of the Ben Sorer Omora, the rebellious son. Torah tells us, be Kielish Ben Sorer Omora, and Rashi explains that the Ben Sorer Omora is Nidon Al Shem Sofo. He's judged based on what's going to happen to him in the end. The Torah prefers Sheyamus Zakai Val Yamus Chayef, let him pass away as somebody who is Zakai, who's worthy, instead of being a major sinner. Now, Rav Simcha Zissel Ziv, the famous altar of Kelim, notes that the opposite is true as well. If we start to move in the right direction, and of course, this being Elul, even if we only make the start, we can be considered on the right road even now. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about the fact that you are heading down the wrong road, but it's not guaranteed that you're going to be on the wrong road, and Yamas Zakai Val Yamas Chayev, so then, of course, if a person wants to be Chai Al Derech Zakai, he has the opportunity and the potential for positive growth. Torah also later tells us that if you see your friend losing an object, Hashev Tishivim Leachicha, you should return them to your brothers. And so the Medrash notes that when it comes to Ir Miklat, we have a mitzvah to set up Tochin Lecha Aderech, as we read last week in the Parsha. We were told to set up direction signs so that he or she who is running will be able to get there and not need to stop for directions. Rav Yashiv Zatzal noted that if this is the case for an inadvertent murderer, a rotzeach b'shogeg, that we show the person the right way to go, then when someone has lost something, we certainly need to give him the direction in order to find it. Moreover, says Rav Yashiv, if it's not an item that he or she lost, but rather himself or herself, then we certainly need to give people direction to find themselves. And in the olden days, there was a stone, there was an Evan HaToin that people would gather around during the Yontif season to announce the location of lost objects. Today, we don't have an Evan HaToin, says Rav Yashiv, but we do have shuls and Batei Medrash where the announcements for lost people, that is to say people who've lost themselves or their derech, they can go and be found in those places. And of course, we have that responsibility to find ourselves. We're told in regard to the Moavim, Lo Sidro Shlomam V'Tovasam, don't seek out their peace or their goodness, Kol Yamecha Le'olam. The Gemara in Gitna Daf Nun Zion Amid Beis notes that Bilam was asked by Unkelus, who is the most important nation in the world, and in the Olam HaEmes? Who was the most important nation in the Olam HaEmes? And of course, Bilam, unable to speak a lie at that point, answered that it was the Jews. So Unkelus asked if he should join them, and Bilam said, "Look, Lo Sidro Shlomam V'Tovasam." And of course, the question has to be raised, isn't what Bilam answered contradictory? If Yisrael is chashiv b'hai alma, if the Jews are considered ideal in that world, then why would they not go ahead and seek out to join up with the Jews? Why should Unkelus not do so? Shouldn't one seek out to be among the most successful? So Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal explains that that's the intent of a truly wicked person. They can see the truth, but they understand the hatred of the Jews so much more that they're willing to falsify it even in the Olam Haba, even at the detriment of the people who come to seek their advice. We're told, Ki seitzela milchama loivecha v'nishmar top mikol davar ra, where a person has to be careful to protect himself from anything evil. And the Ramban explains that the rules of keeping the army camp clean are based on the fact that, as the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech bekerav machanecha," that Hashem's presence is even there in the army camp, and Hashem sees even the army camp as a place of kedusha. Rav Chaim Sabato Shlita, the famous Rosh Yeshiva of Malei Adumim Birkas Moshe Malei Adumim, adds that sometimes people assume that wartime is a hazardous time and that laxity is allowed during that time period. Now, while there may be a set of different circumstances during a war, the person who recognizes that he's obligated to the same Hashem who's still with him in the war camp will allow him to stay focused and holy and deserving of the protection and Atalah that those with Hashem always deserve. And so therefore, says Rav Sabato, don't just simply wipe away and go after the lowest common denominator. Try to hold a higher level and keep yourself on a higher preparation purpose in life. we're told that the poel has to be paid on time. We're told that he risks his life for this type of life, for these wages. And Rashi explains that the poel, the day laborer, takes major risks during the day in order to earn his daily wage, and so therefore pay it on time. So the late great Mirror Rosh Hashiva Rav Ari Finkel Zatzal commented that it must be the power of investment that makes its payment so significant. I put more in, I deserve to be paid right away. So if that's true for a day laborer who takes risks for a parnasa, what kind of risks must a ben Torah take in order to demonstrate his value of Torah? If you find something important, then that's something that you need to demonstrate and make it your business to go ahead. We're also told, Lo Savi Estan Zoruna Umechir Kelev. We're concerned about an animal that was switched with the dog. That animal cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Now, what's so terrible about the dog? What's the big deal? The dog, why is it such that the exchange value is disqualified from being brought on the Mizbeach? So Zalman Saratskin Zatzal explains that dogs are the biggest spies on their friends, the other animals. When a dog is sent out, the dog betrays the animal kingdom by giving away the location of the other animals to the hunter. And that's mussar to us. We're not supposed to be spies. We're not supposed to be giving away our own positions. What we're supposed to do is be straight and honest and erlich and concerned about those who are around us. We're told in regard to the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, which of course, in this particular year, given the fact that it's a leap year, it's important for us to pay attention. If you didn't have the right kavana at the time of the recitation of Shabbos Zachor to be Yotze, so we're told mitachas hashamayim lo tishkach. Now, Rav Kook Zatzal, Rav Am Yitzchak HaKohen Kook Zatzal, notes that mitachas hashamayim, from underneath the heavens, when Amalek is to be destroyed, it's from mitachas hashamayim, because in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a purpose in everything that he created. Kol de'avid rachmana letava avid. Now the Gemara Gittin notes that b'nei banav shel Haman lamdu Torah b'nei Barak. Amalek's grandchildren, the Haman's descendants, were Talmidei Chachamim learning Torah and b'nei Barak. So thus we see that descendants can have a purpose. Rav Shachter Shalita would often quote that the students asked Rav Soloveitchik about whether the Nazis and whether it's possible to accept anything good from them. And Rav Shachter noted that in general, in the next generation, after an intense anti-Semitism, there is a general uptick in the descendants of the aggressor joining the Jewish nation, whether it was at the time of the Churban or Amalek or even Germany. See, Rav Shachter told us that when the next generation wants to understand why the earlier one was so opposed to the Jewish nation, they fall in love with the nation of Am Yisrael. Either way, he added that Rav Soloveitchik was initially outspoken against finding anything good from the Nazis. Later, he reported that history bore out the need to accept reparations money and proved that, and the fact that history proved that there was a necessity, that it was probably proof that it was okay to accept. This may have been part of that understanding. The understanding that, Mibnei Banav, there must be a basis in order to allow such a practice. Finally, we read in the Haftorah, Vizarech Goyim Yirash, your children will inherit many nations. And the Medrash in the Tana Dvei Eliyahu Zuta notes that Geula happens in the merit of Peruvu, and as it did in the past, so it will in the future. Rav Malamed Shlita explains that when whether we're speaking of the slavery in Mitzrayim or the after effects of the Shoah, believing in the future is one thing, but building it through the creation of the next generation is the guarantee that we will experience Geula. We're at that point in our lives where we start doing a lot of thought and contemplation about the upcoming year. Part of our responsibility in contemplating is the preparation in our minds to get to the Yom Shekulot. Jekulo Shabbos Umnucha, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us get there with the process of the coming of Mashiach. May we all get there together. B'mheira v'yameinu, Shabbat Shalom to all.